You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Established, and it's not going to stop, which states that the truth is not the truth. Juliana, y'all get it. When a man can tell you that the truth is not the truth, what is truth? Jesus said, I am truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And now there's a philosophy and there's a doctrine that say the truth is not the truth. And now we're so confused, we don't know the truth from a lie. Even the news commentators and reporters are challenging. We don't know now what to believe. Why is it that we don't know what to believe? The truth is in God's word. God says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Now the question is, what is it that we believe? Antioch, when did right become wrong and wrong become right? When did a democracy slip in aristocracy? When did the world buy what the Hebrew writer said in that ninth verse? Do not be carried away by various and strange teachings. You ought to know whether I'm preaching the truth, because when someone is preaching the truth, normally the response is amen. Don't be carried away by strange doctrine, strange teaching that said the truth is not a truth. Don't allow confusion. All confusion comes from, where my Bible says. There you go. All confusion comes from one source. And if we're confused today, there's a source behind it. We're not to be overly concerned about strange teaching. Just stick to the word. For God's word is good for the heart. And you know, the more we listen to the worldly teaching, the more we get sick. You know, you listen to that stuff and you get sick. Jesus is reminding the church that he is the same and that his word does not change. Because when folks start saying the truth is not a truth and start lying about what is right and what's wrong, and then come back and say, you misunderstand me, that's confusion. You can't tell me they don't know what they're doing. Thirdly, Jesus' love for us remained the same. David was focusing here on singing about God's great love in Psalm 89, verses 1 and 2. He said, I will sing for the Lord, great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you establish your faithfulness in heaven itself. Isn't it just a great and wonderful thought, Antioch? God love being firm and forever, never changing. We never have to worry about whether God love is conditional or whether it alters our feelings. We may never find that steady, unchanging love in another person, but we can have confidence of finding it in God. There's so many things that are happening to us today that is coming quicker and faster than it's ever been before. But the Lord is simply saying, I'm the same. His love never changes. It is always at the full mark. For his love, and he loves us at the fullest. From the moment he created us, he made us in his image. He didn't love us less before we knew him. Verse after verse tells us how we are to put our faith in him and not in man. And one of the things that we have learned is that he doesn't love us more anymore when we stumble and fall. In other words, let me rephrase that. God's love is unconditional, and even though you mess up, he doesn't love you any less. And what it tells us is that he is love, and because we are his children, I shared this with Sister Mathis this morning. We here on earth emulating him, God our Father. There are times in our life our children don't do what we say, but that does not mean we don't love them any less. Even though they mess up, even though they do things, even though they are contrary to our words, even though we are contrary to his laws, he doesn't love us any less because he loves us with an everlasting and an unconditional love. Somebody asked me, can angels repent? No, they can't. Salvation has never been designed for angels. Those angels that messed up are just lost. Well, they're going to hell and they're just going to burn and that'll be it. No, they're going to burn forever. Because what God made, he made for an eternity. And so when those angels who messed up are thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, it won't be just the end. They will be separated from him forever, just like those who don't follow him will be separated from him forever. There is no salvation. See how blessed we are? Even though you and I can mess up, even though you and I can stumble and fall, even though we do things that's contrary to what God says, God says, I'm not going to love you any less because I love you with an everlasting love, and my love is unconditional, and it is not based on what you do. It's based on what my son has done for you. And when we understand the price has already been paid and stop crying about whether we're going to make it into heaven and know that Jesus is standing right there, the Father already petitioning for you, what in the world are we crying about? Why do we not know where we're headed when we have a mediator who stands there right before the one who is able to judge us and say, Father, look at my hand. The one that is crying out is the one who I died for. I stood in their place. That's how we know our salvation is guaranteed. And all we have to do is have faith. That stuff that we cannot see. It is the evidence of things hoped for. We don't understand what God has in store. And so Jesus said, because you couldn't do it, because you could not please the Father, I pleased him by dying in your place. And so when you and I come before the Father does not see us in judgment. He sees us in rewards. So, Reverend Mathis, your salvation and your name was written in the Lamb Book of Life. How? Because Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but Jesus washed it white as snow. Now, when I and you stand before the Father, you don't stand before him in judgment. You stand before him in rewards. Great rewards or little rewards. Here's the great thing. You made it. You are eternally in the presence of the Lord forever. Not because we are good, neither the deeds we've done in this life are great, but because of what Jesus did for you and I. That makes the difference. It's been said that yesterday has passed and cannot be changed. But when we bring God into the equation, all things are possible. Jesus stepped, my brothers and sisters, into our yesterday and take away all of our guilt and our shame. There are things in our life that if I would go back, I wish I could go back and do over. But when I think about what Jesus has done, he's paid the price for them all. While those things are a part of our past, we now have no shame or guilt because Jesus has put them under the blood. Our sins, our transgression, our iniquity. Anybody got iniquity in your heart? When you and I repent, it was all covered under the blood of Jesus. Why? You ask? Everybody say Jesus. Whoa. Let me say it again. Everybody say Jesus. Jesus paid it all. He paid it all. Ask me how. Thank you, somebody. Jesus has now cast our sins into the depths of the sea. Think about everything you and I have done. It's been cast into the depths of the sea. Now, you know everything you've done in your life. Jesus has cast them into the depths of the sea. He has put them far away as the east is from the west. It is not by accident that Jesus used east and west instead of north and south. There's a north pole and there's a south pole, but there is not an east pole and a west pole. It's been said you can travel far enough north that you will start going south again. But if you travel east or west, you will continue to go in the same direction. So Jesus is simply moving us closer to him. Jesus has blessed our yesterday by not just only forgiving our sin, but he has also forgiven them, forgotten them. They will never be called against us again. And if Jesus will not remember them, so does the Father, for the Father and the Son are the same. This let us know that Jesus, the same Jesus who went to the cross and suffered for our sin, appealed to the Father and said, Father, forgive them. He paid the price that he did not owe. Words from Reverend Augman offered.